I think it's kedai to talk about something that at first glance is going to sound like doesn't really have so much to do with today's daf and the dafin that we're learning. But la'achar ha'iyun, it really has a lot to do with the sugyas that we're learning. It's rooted in a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda, probably the most famous tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda. I think there are people that if they know one thing that the Noida B'Yehuda ever said, they know the tamtzis of this tshuva. It's the tshuva that the Noida B'Yehuda wrote on the topic of L'Shem Yichud. So before we begin, I just want to give some credits. Number one, I just want to give a yashar koyach to Reb Shimon Shemanowitz, who is the Roish of Mechon Ali Zayas. He wrote very, very extensively on this whole noisei L'Shem Yichud. It's printed in the back of the Mechon Ali Zayas Hagodah Shal Pesach, Hafachba V'Hafachba Dekulava. I also want to give a yashar koyach to Nachi for introducing me to Reb Shimon Shemanowitz's Hagodah Shal Pesach and for adding an academic knetch to this whole noisei. And I also want to give a yashar koyach to Yedidi Reb Shmuel Reuven Grossman for going through the inyan with me a little bit. So the story of this tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda begins in the year Tov Kuf Lamed Vav. It was in the year 1776. And there was a Yid by the name of Reb Yisachar Ber Bloch who sent a shaila, and really four shailas, to the Noida B'Yehuda. So who was Reb Yisachar Ber Bloch? Reb Yisachar Ber Bloch at the time was a Rav in a small city in Europe. Later, he would become the Av Bezdin and the Rav of Matastarf. He was a tremendous guy in Benigla Ubenister. He was also a Benon Shel Kedoshim. His father was the Mechaber of the Sefer Nazir Shimshin and the Tosfos Chadashim on Mishnayos. He himself wrote a Sefer called Binas Yisaschar. And as an interesting fun fact, he was the Chassam Sofer's Mesadik Kedushin Zivagrishin. So just to give you an idea of who this Yid was, Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch. So he sends Shaila to the Noida B'Yehuda, and he has a few different questions. And the Noida B'Yehuda responded. In fact, the four Shailas are four tshuvas in Madura Kama of Shailas and Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. It's Nyarudeya, it's Simen Tzadik, Tzadik Aleph, Tzadik Beis, Tzadik Gimel. What we need is Tzadik Gimel. So Noida B'Yehuda said as follows, V'ala Revias Asheshah, the fourth question that you asked me, which was, B'nusach L'Shem Yichud. So it seems that this Yid, this big Goyen, Beniglo Benister, Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch, wanted help from the Noida B'Yehuda. He wanted to understand a little bit what those words mean right at the beginning of L'Shem Yichud. Asher Chadoshim Yikarev Nespashet V'Nitvas B'Sidurim. This is a Dabar Chadosh that all Sidurim now, they print before mitzvahs, you have a Nusach of L'Shem Yichud. And I understand this is the fourth question, very innocently. Could you explain to me a little bit what these words mean? So says the Noida B'Yehuda, this is my answer. Before you ask me to explain the Nusach, I would ask a better kasha. Should you say the L'Shem Yichud or not? Uladaiti, says the Noida B'Yehuda, if you ask me, it's a little sharp. Previous generations, they didn't know from this nusach. They never said it. And they spent their whole lives being amul b'toyru v'mitzvahs. Regarding them, it says, Tumas yisharim tamchem. V'heim heim asha asu pri l'maylo v'godol me'al shamayim chazdan. Avul b'dayreinu azeh. He says, in this generation, ki ozbu es toyrus Hashem. Today, nobody learns Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi anymore. Instead, they're digging Boyreis Nishbarim. And instead, it came to Agaivo. Embrace for impact. Yesharim darchei Hashem, v'tzadikim yelchu bam, v'chasidim yikashlu bam. V'har b'hoyeli v'daber mizeb. Emes, I have a lot to talk on this topic. Aval k'shem she mitzvah, loy mar dover anishma, kach mitzvah, sheloy loy mar dover she'enoy nishma, v'Hashem yirachim aleinu. This was the response of the Noida Behuda. So this Nid, Rabbi Yisachar Bar Bloch, he asked the Noida Behuda, he explained to me, I partially want to understand a little bit better L'Shem Yichud. Nidu says, you want to understand the Nusach of the L'Shem Yichud? I have a much better kasha. Why don't you ask me? Now, he didn't ask him, but the Rabbi Yehuda offered his response. It was Terem Yikra V'ani Yehna, Oydei Ma'abrim, Medabrim V'ani Yeshma. And the Rabbi Yehuda told him what he thought of L'Shem Yichud, and it seems like he didn't think so fondly of it. Now, the emes is that I think it's kedai to take a step back and understand, again, just Kefi HaSog Oseinu, Pirish HaMilis, not even Pirish HaMilis, Pirish HaConcept, of what exactly one says when they say L'Shem Yichud. So I'm reading from the L'Shem Yichud on Sfiras Ha'Oimer. L'Shem Yichud Kutcha Berichu Shchinte B'dechilu Urechimu L'Yachet Shem Yudke B'Vavke B'Yichud Shlim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Hine Nimuchan Amzum L'Kai Mitzvah Aseh Shal Sfiras Ha'Oimer. Kima Shekasa Ba'Toyro Sfartan L'Cham Mimachas HaShabbos Mi'em Aviyach B'Zoyim Atu V'Shabbos Shabbos Tmim Es Tiyeno An Mimachas HaShabbos HaShfiras Tisbru Chamishim Yoyim V'Kraftem Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem Now the hard part of the Nusach L'Shem Yichud is the first sentence. And that's where Rabbi Yisachar Bar Bloch was asking the Noida Behuda for a little bit of clarity. So what exactly are we saying? L'Shem Yichud Kutcha Berishku Ushchinte. We're about to do a mitzvah. I'm doing the mitzvah L'Shem with a kavana L'Shma. What's the kavana? The kavana is that there should be Yichud. There should be an achdos. There should be one between kutcha bericho u'shchinte. So ki'ilu, it's shayach a pirud between kutcha bericho u'shchinte. Kutcha bericho is the Eibishter. Shechina, we usually think, is also the Eibishter. So it's possible for there to be some pirud between kutcha bericho u'shchinte. And I'm going to do a mitzvah with the kavana that there shouldn't be pirud anymore. That fakek, there should be yichud. It should be l'shem yichud kutcha bericho u'shchinte. I'm doing this mitzvah, I'm doing it with Techilu, with Yira, Urechimu, I'm doing it with Ahava. Does it need to be Oved Hashem in Yira? Does it need to be Oved Hashem in Ahava? And I'm being Oved Hashem, I'm doing this mitzvah with Techilu, Urechimu. Additionally, there's another kavana. It's Liyached Shem Yudke, Bivovke, Biyachud Shlim, and it should have a real, real Yichud. So this is already based on Chazal. The Chazal say that when Klal Yisrael is in Golus, as long as Amalek exists in the world, so on some level, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is not Shalim. But when a Yid does a mitzvah, he creates a Yichud between the Yud Kei and between the Vav Kei. And the person, when he says the Shem Yichud, this is what he's saying. Then he adds, maybe the most mysterious words, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. I have to know what that means. But the bottom line is that it seems, in the Nusach of the Shem Yichud, we're discussing the Lishma of the mitzvah. And we're saying that I'm doing the mitzvah with the kavana, with the intent that there should be a yichud between kutcha bericho u'shchinte. Additionally, there should be a yichud between the shem yudke and the shem vavke. The bottom line is, this is what it means, super high level, without having any havana really. And the shayol asked the Noida Behuda for a better havana, and l'maisna, he told him back, he said that I don't hold up this whole nusach anyways, and as a result, we shouldn't be having this conversation. L'maisa, the Noida Behuda, wrote a tshuva. And he wrote a tshuva why he felt that it's not necessary and wrong to say L'Shem Yichud. Now, the tshuva that the Noida Behuda wrote is really a response to the shayol. We don't know exactly what the shayol wrote because we only have the tshuva. We don't have the full shleimus of what it is that the shayol had written to the Noida Behuda. So we have insight to one half of a conversation. But the Noida Behuda felt that it's pasha you don't have to say L'Shem Yichud. And the reason that it's pasha you don't have to say L'Shem Yichud is based on a Gemara, Masechta Zvachim, that Beis on the Beis, a Gemara that has a lot to do with the sugya that we're learning right now. So what's Zvachim, that Beis on the Beis? And why are we talking about this right now? That he's getting Daf Chav Zayin. So Zvachim, that Beis on the Beis is the first sugya in Masechta Zvachim, and it discusses the first mission of Masechta Zvachim. The first mission of Masechta Zvachim, Kol HaZvachim, Shenizbuchu Shaloi L'Shman K'sherim, Elo Shaloi Olu L'Bailim L'Shem Chayvo, Chutz Min HaPesach V'HaChat. The halacha is that when a kohen did the avodah with a carbon, shechit the kabbalah halacha zrika, anyone with the dalad avodah sadam, he had to make sure that he did the avodah lishma. In fact, if he has a machshav v'shloi lishma, it's a problem. On what level? Le'olu l'bailum l'shem chayva. If it's a chatas and a pesach, it's even worse than that. The halacha is it's going to be possible. So the Gemara says that Omar Le Ravina l'rapapa. Ravina told Rapapa, Lehavis kabam b'urta b'tchuma b'charmach. You know, you didn't come to yeshiva last night and you missed out. The Rami Rav Milim al yisa adadi v'shanalo. Because Rav asked to steer in the sugya l'shma and he said a murder to get hurt. And had you been there, you would have heard this, but because you didn't come, I'm sorry you ended up losing out. So what was the steer that Rav asked? Rav asked the following question. There's a halacha that an avoidah sadam of a carbon has to be done l'shma. There's also a halacha that ksiva saget has to be written l'shma. Stating that, Rava said, I know that what would be if a person doesn't avoid it with a carbon, he wouldn't be mechavim l'shma, but he also wouldn't be mechavim shaloi l'shma. What would be the halacha? What we know as stoma. So Rava said, ichab arayah, that stoma would be kasha. Yet, Rava said, I also have a raya that what would be if somebody writes a get, and he wouldn't have a mind to write the get l'shma, but he also wouldn't have a mind to write the get shaloi l'shma. There the halacha would be that stomach's puzzle. So Rava said it's the chastira. Why is it that there's a din l'shma by kachim, yet stomach's kasher, and there's a din l'shma by gerishin, and stomach's puzzle? And the Gemara goes on. We're going to learn an amid and a half Gemara now, regalachas. Says the Gemara, how did Rava know that stomach's kasher when it comes to zvachim? So he said, I know it from the following Mishnah. There's a Mishnah later in the Masechta that says, L'shem shishu dvar mazevach nizvach. When a person brings a carbon, he has to have in mind six things. L'shem zevach, l'shem zevach, l'shem Hashem, L'shem Ishim, L'shem Reach, L'shem Nichayach. Amr Rabbi Yossi said, Afa Pishlo Yehoya Beliba, L'shem Achas Mikol Eilu Kasha. That even if a person would not have in mind any of these kavanas, it would be kasha. In fact, Shnetanai Bezdin, who, there was a Tanai Bezdin, Bezdin L'chadchil actually told the Koyan not to have a Machshav L'shma, Asnu Bezdin D'loy Lema L'shmai, why? Dilma Asi L'meimer Shaloy L'shma. Because they were concerned that if a person is going to have a machshava l'shma, he might end up having a machshava shaloi l'shma. And because he might end up having a machshava shaloi l'shma, so it's for that reason, asnu bezin, don't have a mind l'shma, because you may come to have a machshava shaloi l'shma. So Rava said, if you're going to tell me that stama by kachem is pasol, kaimi bezin umasni milsa de mifsal bay, then how could bezin make a takana and tell you not to have a machshava l'shma? They'll say, spishloim of stama's kacher. So what did bezin say? Koyin, you're doing the avoida. L'shem shisha dvar mazevach nizbach. Let me give you good advice. Don't have in mind l'shma. Because if you're going to have in mind l'shma, you might end up having in mind shaloi l'shma. It's just going to mess you up. So just do it stum. So if stum is kosher, okay, very good. Stum is kosher. But if stum is pasul, what do you mean? If I'm doing stum, it's pasul. And Bezin doesn't have the right to override that. So said Rav Muzayin, that when it comes to kachin, stum is pasul. It's kosher. How do I know that when it comes to Gerushin said Rava, that stum is pasul? I know it from today's daf. I know it from the first part of today's daf. Hakayf seif toif se gitin, tzarech shiyaniach makam ha'ish, makam ha'isha, u makam ha'edim ha'makam ha'zman. Agantza machloikis in the Mishnah, whether you can write toif se gitin out the toifus, but the toif is sure you're not let it write. Why not? Because it's a din l'shma. Said Rava, what's the problem? Does a din l'shma write it stama? Why can't a person write stama? I'm having in mind, not this person who wants to marry, divorce that Isha, but I'm going to write a stoma. I'll write all the Lashayna, Hariat Muteris L'chaladam. I'll include the Torah of Lashaynas, but I'll do it stoma. Why can't a Sefer do that? It's clear he can't do that. We had the Mishnah in the beginning of the Parak, four different Madregas of Shaloi Lashma, and then even if you want to write the Toif Seikitin, you have to leave over that area. And what emerges from the Mishnayas that we're learning right now is that if a person would write Ksivas Haget, stum, it would be possible. So Rav said, Rechav Astirim, Mitzad Echad, you have a Raya that Zvachim, stum is Kasha. Ksivas Haget, stum is going to be possible. This was the Kasha that he asked. And Rav said an answer. Rav's parents was, Vishani, Zvachim, stum is Kasha, and the reason is, because Bistam L'shmon Oimdin. Because stoma is oimid l'shma. You have a carbon. What's the tachlis of this carbon? The tachlis of this carbon is this animal. Right now, this animal is an oila. So what's the purpose of an oila? To be makriv it as a carbon. So being that this oila is oimid l'kach, to be brought as a carbon, even if you don't have in mind that I'm bringing it l'shem carbon, it's oimid l'kach, and therefore it's going to be kosher. But isha, b'stoma lav l'gerishin oimedes. But an isha is not oimedes l'gerishin. So if a soif is going to write a get, and he's going to write stoma, you wouldn't be able to use it for this isha, because she wasn't oimedes l'gerishin. Animal that's hektish is oimed l'hakrava, as opposed to an isha is lav l'gerishin oimedes. And that's why stoma is kosher when it comes to zvachim, however stoma is pasul when it comes to gerishin. Tosfos adds, very importantly, this is that the Gemara says, that stum is possible by Gerishim because Isha's lav Gerishim and Medes is true, even if an Eishas Ish was Mezana. Even if an Eishas Ish would be Mezana Tachas Baila, where now the husband has an Isser K'shem shasru labal, kachasru labayo. So the husband would be obligated to give her a get. Even then, says Tosfos, the halacha is that stam is going to be possible. And the reason is because even though this isha is a medes legerishin, but she's not a medes legerishin begetzu. And being that begetzu, she's not a medes legerishin. So there too, you're going to have the halacha that stam is going to be possible. So the bottom line is stam, kosher apostle. When it comes to zvachim, when it comes to kachim, stam is kosher. When it comes to gerishin, stam is possible. And when it, the reason is because kachim is lishmon hein oimdim, the oimid lakrava, therefore stam is going to be kosher. As opposed to gerishin, with the isha's lavla, gerishin aimedes, and even if she is aimedes legerishin, but not begetzeh, so there the halach is going to be that stam is going to be possible. So the Noit Behuda told the shayil, he told Rabbi Yisachar, ber blach, he told him that I understand the concept of l'shem yichud. And when a person does a mitzvah, you're being miyached kuchabrichu shchinte, and you're being miyached the shem yudke and the shem vavke. But at the same time, you have to have it in mind. You have to have kavana. He said, learn zvachim dat beis amid beis. In zvachim dat beis amid beis, it's mavur that stama is lishma. Since said the Noi de Behuda, that if stama is lishma, when it comes to kachim, then l'chayra, for sure, stama should also be lishma when it comes to asiyas hamitzvahs. So afilu noniach, that there's an inyan of kuchabrichu shchinte, and which the Yehuda Chalila never questioned, and there's an inyan of being miyachid the shem yudke and the vavke. But as it relates to being mechaven for it, there's no reason to have to be mechaven for it. This is not something you have to say. It's not something you have to think. Because you have stama lishma. Think about the kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and his mamish doing the Hilag Avoida. He doesn't have to be mechavel l'shem yichud kuchabrich u'shchinte. He doesn't have to be mechavel even l'shem zevach and l'shem zeveach. L'shem Hashem, l'shem yishem, l'shem reich and l'shem lichaich. He doesn't have to have those kabbalas. So I don't think when you're saying Sfiras Omer, you're taking Dalad Minim, you're about to say Baruch Shomah, you're about to bench, whatever it is you're about to do, you don't have to say l'shem yichud. It's not something that's going to be necessary. But then there's no need to be who to double down. But he said it's even more than that. Because Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, as quoted in the Gemara we just read, that Asnu Bezdin Deloy Leimer Lishma. Bezdin went out of the way. They said, when a kohen does the avodah, don't start having in mind all these machshavas. You know why? Because if you're going to start having machshavas instead of saying Lishma, you're going to end up saying Shaloy Lishma, and that already might not be okay. So said the Noida Yehuda that if Bezdin was worried about a kohen who's pasha bringing a carbon, that instead of having in mind Lishma, he's going to have in mind shalai l'shma kal v'chaymer b'kavana sa tefila b'mitzvahs. Then certainly when it comes to kavana by tefila and by mitzvahs, sheyesh b'hem kama ikuli yupshuri. There's a lot of twists and turns. V'kama chashash kitzutz b'netiyos. And you start getting involved in all these kavanas, chalilo, not such good things can come from that. Kasher ra'inu kol zeh b'moifes. Says, I'm talking from experience. Pshita sheyesh levato shalai yachav in klal. It's definitely not something you have to do. So the Rebbe Yehuda really, he said two things. He said that I see in Zvachim Daf Beis, Stama Lishma, when it comes to Kachim. If Stama Lishma, when it comes to Kachim, Stama Shvi Lishma, when it comes to mitzvahs. But I see even more than that. Asnu Bezdin Deloy Leimer Lishma, Dilma Asa Lameimer Lishma, Shaloy Lishma. And therefore, says the Rebbe Yehuda, I think the same is true when it comes to mitzvahs, that it would be an Asnu Bezdin, not just, I think, Kal V'choymer B'Kavanos Atfil of HaMitzvahs. If Chazal would kavei it there, for sure they'd be kavei it over here. And he told the Shoyal, you're bringing me a raya from Zvachim Daf Beis, which again, not sure what that raya was, but said the Rebbe Yehuda, Mimakim Shabasa, Zvachim Daf Beis is my makar. Why I think it's not necessary to say L'Shem Yichud. Not again because we're questioning whether when a person does a mitzvah you're being miyachid kuchabrichu shchinte. Not because we're questioning if you're going to be miyachid the shem yudke and the vavke. But because it's not necessary because alzen nemar stama l'shma. And not just alzen nemar stama l'shma. Asnu bezin deloy leimru. And that really, really, really is the aside of what the Noid of Yehuda said. Now, the Svarim, after the Noid of Yehuda, Uberoshim, the Chassidish Svarim, there were rebuttals that were written to what the Noid of Yehuda said. And the most prominent one, by far, was written in a Sefer that's called Shara Tfila. And the Sefer Shara Tfila was written by the Mechaber of the Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim, the Baal Sidurish al Shabbos. And right in the beginning of the Sefer Shara Tfila, it's printed in some of the Be'er Mayim Chaim Svarim. There's a very, very long tshuva that he wrote back to the Noi Deb Yehuda. He starts off saying that it's the
Hine, otsu b'milin lo yucha.
He says, to be quiet, I can't.
Ve'espaula al chochem godol. Ve'goyim muvi kamayu. Referring to the night of Yehuda. Ashalibay kileva arye. Ve'ena ke'ena bedoylech. Yoymar dovarze.
That he walked away from Zvachan da Beza and he thought that you don't have to have kavanah when you do a mitzvah because of stamul lishma. And the emes is the kasha that the Be'er Ma'am Chaim is about to ask is a bomb kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Fate the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, Rabbeinu Dal Makuma. Stamul lishma when it comes to mitzvahs, everyone knows it's a sugya mitzvah shrichas kavanah. That's machlokes in Shas. Mitzvah shrichas kavanah, mitzvah zayin shrichas kavanah. We grab the paskin, pashtus, mitzvah sriches kavan. Right, Shulchan Aruch and Simach Samach says, Yeshayim your mitzvah sriches kavan, the Yeshayim your mitzvah ain't sriches kavan, but chen halacha. Okay, what's the halacha? But the bottom line is, pashtus is, if you look in the Noisa Kalim, that we paskin mitzvah sriches kavan. So said the Be'er Ma'am Chaim to the Noid of Yehuda, yeah, lushma in shchitas kochim, stumble lushma he named him. But when it comes to mitzvahs, we know for sure you have to have kavan. This is sugya mitzvah sriches kavan. No one ever said that if you have do a mitzvah and you do it stum and you're going to be yotze the mitzvah. Im kivan liba yotze. Vim loy kivan liba la yotze. That means that when it comes to mitzvahs, it's da din mitzvahs triches kavana. So fake the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, it's mamash apel. The emes is this, that the Be'er Ma'am Chaim said that it's pashit, there's no halacha of stum l'shma when it comes to asiyas ha-mitzvahs because of the halacha of mitzvahs triches kavana. Meaning mitzvahs triches kavana is lafuke stum l'shma. And it says you have to have kavana and you can't rely on some sort of svara of stum l'shma. It's mefurish in a Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh asks a stira, not for now, but there's a stira in Shitas Reish Lakish, whether Reish Lakish held mitzvahs triches kavana or he held mitzvahs ain't triches kavana. Reish Lakish's shita in Psachim Dav Kuf Yudal it is mitzvahs triches kavana. Yet, Rish Lakish says, in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel, if a person would eat the carbon Pesach, and he would do it without having kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah, that lachas he would be yotze the mitzvah. And it's a famous Shagas Aryeh's kasha, we have raid bites on it. It's a steer in Shitas Rish Lakish. Mitzarecha, Rish Lakish holds in Psochen Kuf Yodalid, mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. And when it comes to carbon Pesach, mitzvah ain't Srichas Kavanah. Zok the Shagas Aryeh, Zok the Turi Evan, and Niflo the Gezach. He says, it's Mavur in Sugi Zashas, mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. What happened to Stamal Shema? What happened to Zvachim daf beis on the beis, says the Turi Evan, you have to say that being that it's mavur, that the only time you say stamal l'shma is by kachim, by gerishin you don't say stamal l'shma. Freit peis akasha, by gerishin you don't say stamal l'shma. We'll do this fast. Maybe the man wants has to divorce his wife because she was mezana tachas bailo. If that's the case, she's a medesel gerishin. If she's a medesel gerishin, you should say stamal l'shma. Zok toisvis, the reason that you don't say stamal l'shma is because she's not a medesel garish begetzeh, and because she's not a medesel garish begetzeh, therefore you don't have stamal l'shma. So says the Turi Evan, that's the reason by mitzvahs there's no stamal l'shma, because although it's true a person is going to take dalud mi. Him. So it's oimid l'kach that he's going to shakel a luluf, but lav dafka this luluf, mechtesa. So he says it's like gerushin, where she was mezana, where really it is oimid l'kach. Of a being that it's not begetzeh, so it's not beluluf zeh, you don't have it. Of a zok t'shagasari in haflav a felim mamish. He said the carbon pesach, you have to be from the menuyim on the carbon pesach. That means if somebody's already counted on a carbon pesach, the only Pesach he can be mekayim the mitzvah is with this shtick flesh. So it comes out, it is a medes lekach. It's a medes lekach. Now I have zvachim da beis and beis. Now it's like kachim. The halacha is going to be stamal l'shma. So Ivan Reish Lakish holds mitzvah sriches kavana, but he also holds a stamal l'shma. But the only time you could say stamal l'shma is where it's a medes to do it in this way. Like Tosfos said in Zvachim Daf Beis Amud Beis, over here it's not a medes to do it in this way by most mitzvahs. Carbon Pesach it is, and therefore we the halachas mitzvahs Tzeichus Kavan. But the Shagas Aryeh was already megalo to us this distinction that you have to be able to make, and that is this stamal l'shma, this mitzvah Tzeichus Kavana v'loy rois nekroy zeh. So the Be'er Ma'am Chaim asked on the night of Yehuda, he says libo is kalev ari, eino is keina bedoylach, but pashi was toy bedvar mishnah. He said stamal l'shma, not when it comes to mitzvahs, mitzvah Tzeichus Kavan. Yes, another kasha. The other kasha was that the Yehuda said that just like Rabbi Yossi said, Asnu Bezdin, not to say Lishma, Duma Asalamemer, Shaloi Lishma. So the Yehuda said, if he said it regarding bringing karbanas, Kavachaymer, when it comes to all the Yehudim and all the grace of Kavanas, because of all that Kuli Upshuri, trust me, said the Yehuda, the Bezdin would tell you, don't have a mind Lishma, Duma Asalamemer, Shaloi Lishma. So the Be'er Ma'am Chaim asked another bomb kasha. He asked, Tosfos asks Akasha, very geshmak Akasha, because we're learning, if we weren't learning it now, we wouldn't speak this out, but we're learning it now. Tosfos asks Akasha that the Gemara says in Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Rabba said that why does Amevi get Mimdina Sayyam have to say Befanai Nacht? You never thought Lishay Nichud, it's a Gittin Sugay. Rama says, why do you have to say Befanai Nacht, Befanai Nacht? Alfishayim Bekirin Lishma. Rabba says, Lefishayim Eda Mitzurim Lekaimah. So the Gemara says, Rabba, my time Aleyama Kerabba. Why did Rabba learn like Rabba? He said, because you don't say anything about Lishma. You say Befanai Nachtav. You don't say Lishma. Rabba, Gakasha, why don't you say Lishma? Because he was afraid, if you have to say three words, Befanai Nechtav Lishma, Chad Mitlas Goyes, you may leave out one of the three words. Freik Toys, I have a better reason. Maybe the reason, according to Rabbah, Chazal said, don't say Lishma, is Duma Asilame Meshaloy Lishma. You see that, Rabbi Yossi said, when you're bringing your carbon, don't say Lishma, because you might say Shaloy Lishma. So Freik, it's a Toys Akasha. Freik Toys says, Git Nafkim Lamed Aleph, we're muching. Why, according to Rabbah, you don't say Lishma? I have the best answer in the world. The reason you're not saying Lishma is Duma Asilame Meshaloy Lishma. And for Toys, that's not Akasha. Says, why? He says, you have a Habamina of a Shliach is coming to bring a get? And by mistake, instead of saying Befanai Nechtav Lishma, he's going to say Befanai Nechtav Shlei Lishma. Listen to Tosfos Lashon. Demi hu shoyte kol kach shenoisen get liisha. Right, this comes up in Hilkas Gerish and a lot. Demi hu shoyte kol kach shenoisen get liisha zu shenichtav lishma. For who oimer shall l'shem acheres nichtav? When would you even have such a habamina? Avol Adam hashoyche karbin pamim shetaya. When a person brings a karbin, sometimes he makes a mistake. The sober shu karbenacha. You're in Dazar, it's a lot of people, everyone's bringing karbonis, and there's a whole big matzav going on there. So by mistake, the kohen thought he was bringing chamyankul zoyla, instead he brought someone else's chatos. Okay, so there you could understand where this issue would come about. But stama, maybe getting dinner sayam, but he's a shaita, instead of thinking lishma, he's going to think shaloy lishma. So said the bear ma'im chaim to the noida b'yehuda, you worry that someone's davening with grace yehudim, and instead of thinking lishma, he's going to think shaloy lishma, me who shaita, that this person mamish, he's being making himself a tefillah like the chassidim arishoyinim, and he's saying l'shem yichud with all the grace of kavanis and the yichudim, and he's going to start thinking shaloy l'shma. Tosfos already said you don't just broadly apply this chashash. Davkin the beis hamikdash where there was a concern. But mehecha tesa, this is see, he has two kashas on the noida b'yehuda, and really under two chalakim of the noida b'yehuda's tshuva. Noida b'yehuda said that you don't have to have a mind l'shem yichud, cause stam l'shma. Not stam l'shma. Freik the ber ma'im chaim. This is mitzvah sriches kavanah. And the second thing that the noida b'yehuda said that not only stam l'shma, but astu bezden the loy lamer. Take a look at Tosfos and Zvachan. That bezem a bez. It's pashut to mihu shaita. Why would you have the astu bezden over here? As it relates to the first kasha. So there's a tshuva from the Arugas HaBoisim. These are some of the Chassidish Meshivim. And the Arugas HaBoisim said that even though the Ber Maim Chaim asked the bomb kasha, the first kasha, on the Noida B'Yehuda, but the Teretz is so pasha, and really is so pasha. Seemingly, anyways. And that is, the Noida B'Yehuda never said that when a person does a mitzvah, whether it's Tfiras HaOmer, or whether it's Dalud Minim, or Baruch Shalom, whatever exactly it is you're doing, you don't have to have any kavana. He never said that. Avadi, you have to have kavana. Mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Certainly you have to have kavana. What the Noida B'Yehuda said was, is you don't have to be mechavim for all the yichudim. What he said was, you don't have to be mechavim that when I do this mitzvah, I'm being miyached kushabrichu shchinte, and I'm being miyached the shem yudke and the shem vavke. That's what the Noida B'Yehuda said. In fact, the lashon of Noida B'Yehuda is v'day sha'oisa mitzvah l'shem mitzvah. He said him a furish. You have to, of course, do the mitzvah l'shem mitzvah. The next paragraph, the Noida B'Yehuda says v'chol mitzvah she'ech bracha l'fanel. He gives you the shulchan aruch of what it means mitzvah sriches kavana. He says any mitzvah that has a bracha ain't tzaruch loy mashum davar l'fanel. You don't have to say anything before it. Rak habracha v'chol davar she'ein bracha l'fanel. If you have a mitzvah that doesn't have a bracha, the chassidus of the Noida B'Yehuda. I mean, it's obvious he's following the halach and shulchan aruch, but it feels like a madrega. Ani noyeg loymar b'fi. Every time I do a mitzvah, says the Noida B'Yehuda, doesn't have a bracha, this is my minig. Hineni ois nedover zel lekayim mitzvahs bayri. Ubezeh dai ve'ein tzaruch yois. Noida B'Yehuda said a whole hineni. Amish, Noida B'Yehuda talking in the tshuva where he says, don't say l'shem yichud. He says hineni. Of course, that's something that you have to do. V'hakavona, you want to know the kavona I have? Pirush Amilas. He says, that's my kavana. The chol tikunim lemaila, all the tikunim, to be miyachid, kuchbrichu, shchinte, and the shemyut kevavke, nasim me'eleim al yedei maseinu. The Noida B'Yehuda didn't say there's no mitzvah sriches kavana. He knew the Shagas Arias loved this. He knows mitzvah sriches kavana l'chud and stama l'shma l'chud. What he was saying was, is that once you yoytza mitzvah sriches kavana, everything else, oh, that's already stama l'shma. Avad, if you don't have any kavana, you can't be soymich on a stama l'shma. But the rega I fulfill, I check off the box. I did what I needed to do as far as mitzvah sriches kavana goes. So at that point already, everything is going to flow. But the bottom line is, this is the Noi de Yehuda's tshuva as it relates to Lashem Yichud. The Shoyl, Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch, wanted to know, he wanted to understand a little bit better the Nusach Lashem Yichud. Why? Because when a person does a mitzvah, it's understood based on Teiras HaArizal and Teiras HaNister, Teiras HaSoid, that you're being miyachid kuchabrichu shchinte, and you're being miyachid Hashem Yudke Vavke, and there was a popular Nusach that expressed it. And it was understood that that's what you're supposed to do. And the question just was, how do I say it? The Nusach. Right, one of the questions it's clear that he wanted to know is, when you say Yudke, could you say hey, or does it have to be K? Yigrada writes to him, the Noi de Behuda, I remember Bialdusi. When the Noi de Behuda says Bialdusi, he means when he was in the broad clothes, when he was by Reb Chaim Sanzer, not the Divrei Chaim, but Reb Chaim Sanzer, the Mekubal in broad, and he was very, very versed in Kabbalah, like Yaakovka was Meid and the Hesped. But the bottom line is that he remembers that they used to say Yud and Hey. So he says, I don't think there's any Kpeid. He got to answer the Shaila at the end. But the bottom line is that Avadi, you're making all these Yichudim and all these Tikkunim. The question is, in Hilchis Lishma, is this something that you're supposed to do, and maybe even something you have to do? And the Nevi Yudah said, Zvachim Dapes, Mamish, the first daf in Zvach. So you learn Zvachim Dapes, the Brisker Rav and Sefer, right? Hilchis Psuli HaMikdoshim, that when you have Machshava Shloi Lishma, it doesn't take away the Lishma, it's just a Machshava Pisel. This is another good Maramak of the Zvachim Dapes. This tshuva from the Noid of Yehuda, where the Noid of Yehuda said that from Zvachim Dapes, I see the whole Hashem Yichud. Number one, Stamal Lishma, meaning once you have Mitzvah Srichas Kavan, at that point, everything else is going to be Stamal Lishma. And more than that, not only don't you have to, because of Stamal Lishma, it's two parts. You shouldn't. It's asur to. Because al zeh nemer asnu bezdin deloy lemer lishma duma asur lemer shaloy lishma. So this tshuva is in Yerideya Madura Kama, it's Simin Tzadikimel. Emes is, it's important to know this, that the Noi de Behuda didn't just say this once, but the Yehuda was Shina, the Shilesh, Mishnasai. He said this in a few different places. In Madura Tinyana, this is in Eiruch Chaim, it's Simin Kuf Zayin. It's a small tshuva. The name of the tshuva is Be'inyin L'Shem Yichud. And there's one paragraph where he says, U'metchila ani yoymer, Masha shal apirish al nusach L'Shem Yichud. It seems another shayol asked the same question to the Noi de Behuda. This is several years later. And he says, Ma lanu legalis pirish al dvarim shloim atzinu bedavar shnei ha-talmudim bavli v'yerushalmi v'loi b'sefri v'sefra v'toy sefta v'loi b'divrei ha-poiskim. U'mi hitru lehem dvarim ke'elu? Who even allowed anyone to say L'Shem Yichud? V'ayomim ha-rishoynim b'dayris ha-rishoynim shlo yadu minusach zeh ha-yutay v'me'ela. He says, the old days, the good old days, where people didn't know from these nuschois, it was better than this. V'kvar kosafti mizeh b'sifri noyde b'yehuda madura kama, chelik yoyodeh simen tzadik gimel ayin shah. Perhaps the most sharfa Maramakim, where the Noi de Behuda spoke about this inyan, is in the Drasha's Noi de Behuda. Now this is a censored Drasha. It's a heavily censored Drasha. It's printed in the new Drasha's Noi de Behuda. It's Drush Hei Aleph Slichas, but only part of the Drasha is printed there. And over there, he talks a little bit about this inyan. And specifically the L'Shem Yichud. He says, quote, Hine dvarim alalu nitnu lilmoid v'loy lasos. Ve'ein tzarech klal l'chavin ha-kavonos. Rak elu bali achochma hoydiyunu mala mayla nasa al yedei ha-mitzvahs v'atfilois. Aval eirotzu klal shiye tzorech sh'anu nuchavim behem. You for sure don't have to have these kavonos when you do a mitzvah. Elu memela advarim nasa l'maylo. And he gives a mashal. Kishem sh'al yedei ha-froshas truma. Hutter ha-mutu l'zarem. Just like when a person is mafresh truma, so everything becomes mutter to the zarim. You have to have a kavana that it's going to be mutter to the zarim. It happens by itself. You do a mitzvah, it's definitely not something that you have to do. Now, the Yehuda's famous Talmud, Rabbi Elazar Fleckless, in his Sfarim, he mentions this many, many times. Here's a classic. Brace for impact. This is in Shailos HaTshuvas Tshuva Miyahava Simen Aleph. It's a long tshuva. This is the very, very end. It says as follows. U'meyed ani olay shamayim v'oretz. It says, I say Eidos. Shero'isi echot, I once saw a person, rotzel levarich al esrig amahuda shal Rabbeinu Hagoyin Amiti. He went over to the Noi de Behuda and he wanted to make a bracha on his esrig. And then in parentheses he writes, Ki hoya tomid mahadim in a mahadrin acha esrig hamahudr, b'chol mine hidur, the kesev izov lo hoya nechshav be'en of ma'umah, afsha esrig hoya betachlus hayoyker. So the Yehuda spent a a lot of money on his esrogim, and people used to go make a bracha. Either way, so Yid comes to Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, "Kvod Rav, can I make a bracha on your esrogim?" He says, "Avada." And then he saw this person started to say l'shem yichud, "Kaz v'rogaz." Then Rabbi Yehuda got upset. "V'amar biketziv gadol ha'ayme yirotzayin enim manicha levarich ala esrog shalai v'loy hanicha levarich." This is what the Tshuva Me'ahava Rav Loza Fleischlis brings. He talks about it again in Tshuva Me'ahava Simen Tzadik. He talks about it in his drushes. This is in Oilos Chodesh Hasheni. So this is Maimer Samechei, where Rav Loza Fleischlis, he talks about the kavanis that a Baal Tekeah should have when he blows shofar. Listen to this one line. Omlan afal pisha ein atin bekiim behem ubishmoiseyem. Even though yes, he's talking to about the Kei. He doesn't know all the Shemus. He doesn't know all these inyanim. Tzirufei Shemus hayoytzim et kiyoyz. Afal pikein al yidei asiyas ha-mitzvah. B'shemachim kol shoyfim. Memeila hisayiris shalmaila. Everything that has to happen in Shemayim happens, whether you have the Kavana or whether you don't have the Kavana. I'm skipping a little bit. Listen to his poem that he writes. Ro'isi kam apamim ha-teikeya mevi imoy tachrich ksovim kisvei ho-arizatza. Lach shoyf machshavos. He's bringing it to have machshavos. Lo'oyrer ha-avos. Beautiful poetry, but you see what's happening in these tshuvas here, right? But al kopanim, this was the Noida Yehuda's stanza as it relates to this inyan of the L'shem Yichud. But there's a very, very interesting postscript to this, and that is the Hilgasat Merov, the Divrei Yoyel, and this is printed in the Yoyel Moshe. It's in Maimer Yishev Eretz Yisrael. It's Siv Katan Mem Zayin. So he's talking a little bit about the inyan of L'shem Yichud, and he says that I made a very, very interesting observation. There's a sefer that's called Orli Yisharim. The sefer Orli Yisharim was written by Reb Zorach Eidlitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. I heard from Reb David Katz, he told me that before the Noida Yehuda came to Prague, and really when the Noida Yehuda came to Prague, the Noida Yehuda at that time, B'shaita, when he arrived in Prague, he wasn't the biggest magicheer, and he wasn't the person that everybody was flocking to hear there. Everyone was going to hear Reb Zorach Eidlitz. Obviously, Noida Yehuda became the Gadol Hadar in the last 40 years of his life. But Reb Zorach Eidlitz was a tremendous, tremendous goyin, and he was one of the Chachmei Prague. Either way, so Reb Zorach Eidlitz wrote a sefer called Early Yesharim. These are his drushes, and in Drush Aleph, he gave a Shoivivim drusha. So it's a real, real Shoivivim drusha. And he said as follows, that it's Mavur in Sifrei Kabbalah, that if someone is very, very meluchlich bechet, it's possible that if he does an Avera, his Avera will be chap by the Sidra Achra. Ki yodua. The side of Lulav HaGazel, the Inkam HaGoymai. But the point is that Reb Zorach Eidlitz said that that's why before you say, do a mitzvah, you should say L'shem Yichud. If a person says L'shem Yichud, it's going to stop the Sidra Achra from being able to ganva the mitzvah that he's doing. He explained it with a lumbus. The lumbus was that basically what you're saying is, I'm doing the mitzvah only l'shem, being miyachid kuchabrichu shchinte, and being miyachid l'shem yudke vavke. But to the extent that this mitzvah doesn't have the ability to do it, then it shouldn't be a mitzvah. If it's not a mitzvah, so then there's no inyan of the Sidra Achra ganvening it. Avivu, the Sidra Achra is taking the mitzvah, and it can't go where it's supposed to go, so then fakir, it's not going to go anywhere. This is basically the lumbus that he said. So the Samarov said that if you open up the sefer Early Yesharim, you look at the first page, he got a haskama, a glowing haskama from the Noida Yehuda. And he says, how's it possible that the Noida Yehuda gave a haskama on a sefer, where in the first drosha, literally, you would have to mish 5 or 6 pages, and you would see a whole mishaberach on this Indian of L'shem Yichud. So the Satmarov says, the Nira, the Achasha Amar Tamzeh, after the Early Yesharim, Reb Zorach Eidlitz gave his pshat in L'shem Yichud, kibla mimenu. David Yehuda was Mekabel and he was Chayzer. This is what he said. As I state in Divrei Yoel, it's in the Yoel Moshe, it's a Maimon Yishev Eretz Yisrael. I'll tell you something else interesting. And this, Reb Shimon Shemanowitz wrote in his piece, and that is that we mentioned that the Shoel in this Tshuva was Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch, the Baal Binus Yisachar. So Nachi happens to have his Sefer. If you look at the beginning of the Sefer, the Noida Yehuda gave him a haskama. Not once, twice. He gave him a haskama the first time it was printed, and then he gave him a haskama the second time. The second time the Noida Yehuda gave him a haskama, he was very, very mayrich. I think it's kedai to, not that, richos. It's 10 lines. But just to get a feel for it. He says, Kvoid harav hagodol Rav Ber Hamburg. That's what he refers to him. Bolik hilasein upoy, the hit v'sifrei hazekan. He used the Prague printing press. The achash enigma roiv ha-sefer havarti enai, behavore ba'alma, al ktsas kuntrisen. I didn't go through the whole sefer. He said, but I went through parts of the sefer. V'ro'isi shehem divrei peichachas musar v'drushim ni'imim u'miskablim. And I saw that it's mamish, it's musar, it's drushim, it's beautiful. Lo'i lovash levush geyes leymar. He didn't put on a gaiva diga beget saying, ru'uki ani megala dvarim shekisa atik yoimim. V'lo yunam lo'i lechem starim li'ayis hoylech rachel u'megala soid k'derech tzas darshonim shiz banenu. Imamish, the whole musar shmuz that the Rebbe gives in that Rosha and in his Shuvas, he says that that's not what Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch did. He didn't do any of these things. Fakert, the sefer is, it's Eitzes, and it's musar, and it's drush, it's not shayach. And then he goes on, he says, those svarim harbe yesh laharchik mehem amidivreim, loikein harav azeh, elokol iska b'chibra zeh b'dvarim gluyin al pishas, bavli v'yirshalmi u'midrashim, hele dvarim hanitokim lichtoi v'besefer lirshtoi. Then he continues. Here's the punchline. Gan hetik dine duchan v'dine pidyon ben l'kayhanim zrizin b'lishna klilu b'derech haruzin. He said one of the nice things that he did in the sefer was that he gives you the basic halachas of duchaning for a kayan and the halachas of pidyon ben for kayhanim zrizin. So if you want to know you're a kayan and you want to do pidyon ben, maybe he just says I was going through the sefer. I see mamish did such a nice job. His mom was like, I hate to go work. Right? You could get the very easy way of knowing how exactly to do pidyon ben. So Rav Shemana would say, take a look at what Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch writes about Pinyin Aben. The Koy Yoymar Ha'ev Lo Koyin. This is what the father is supposed to tell the Koyin. Kodosh Elyon Zika Oisi Imbem Bechor Le'em. Mutul Alay L'Kayim Mitzvoysav Keroy V'Liftoi Soysoy. V'Hinini Muchan Liftoi Soysoy Al Yotcha L'Shem Yichud Kutcha B'Richo Ushchinte. So he said, it's a Pelafin Azach. The Noi Debiu De Gevas Skomo. He mamish references Shaloi Kedarka. You don't see this every day. One part of the sefer that he read, and it's not shayach. And in that one page, it's one paragraph. The Gan Samaisa come out. It's a few paragraphs, very short, one page. And over there, he talks about l'shem yichud. So what does that mean? The Rebbe Yehuda was so eish lahava. And over here, this is what he writes. I'll tell you a third, very, very interesting thing. And this is based on academic research. And that is recently, Haggadah Shel Pesach was discovered that belonged to Rabbi Elazar Flachless. So this is not Rabbi Elazar Flachless's own Haggadah. Rabbi Elazar Flachless wrote Haggadah. It's called Maisa Rabbi Elazar. It's one of the great names of a sefer of all time. But it's called Maisa Rabbi Elazar. But anyways, so Rabbi Elazar Flachless wrote Haggadah, but this is not his Haggadah. This is the Haggadah that he used. And it's mamish on the sides. It's all Ksav Yad Kotshei. And when it comes to right before the mitzvah sayoyim of matzah, could be morer also, Dalet Koisois, he wrote B'Ksav Yad Kotshei on Nusach of L'Shem Yichud. It's a pella. This is real. So the bottom line is, Mitzad Echad, you have the tshuvas of the Noida B'Yehuda, and Yeridei Madur Kama, Simin Tzadik Gimel, Erechai Madur Tinyana, Simin Kuv Zayin, and you have the Drush Hei, and Yem Aleph L'Slichas, and you have the tshuvah Mehava Simin Aleph, and Simin Tzadik, and it's Shrosh and Oilos Chodesh Hasheni. But then the Samarov believed that from the fact that the Noid Buddha gave a skoma to Abzarach Eilat is safe, and in Drush Aleph he talks about the Inyan of the Shem Yichud and how wichtig it is that Vaistois wasn't so pasha what the Noid Buddha was saying. And we have here a shtickle diak, maybe from the fact that the Noid Buddha gave a haskoma to the Sefer Pinus Yisoscha, and he said, I am what he wrote by Pidyon Aben, that maybe he's being megal a little bit that he was okay with the Lashem Yichud, and that Rabbi Elazar Flachless in his own handwriting would have inserted into a God that didn't have L'Shem Yichud, the Nusach of L'Shem Yichud, that's already a shnickel next level. But just to end, I'll tell you something very, very fascinating. And that is that if you take a look at the tshuva that the Noid B'Yudah wrote to Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch, so we mentioned it's really four tshuvas. It's Simen Tzadik, it's Tzadik Aleph, it's Tzadik Beis, and it's Tzadik Gimel. So I missed this when I was preparing, but Yanki pointed it out to me. In Simen Tzadik Beis, this is where the Noid B'Yehuda is addressing the third Shiloh that the Shoyal asked. So he writes him as follows, Noid B'Yehuda talking. V'hine hetakti kol dvarav. He said, I was matik, I wrote everything that you told me. Avsho yisi yochel leheshe v'lirmois kushiyose b'kitzer. Even though I really could have answered your question very b'kitzer. Acho vidno le'nayach nafshe. I did this because I know you wanted me to do this. Asher bikesh b'mechtovoy, she yavoyu dvarav l'zikaren toichi burai b'tfus liyos loy l'zikaren l'dairis. So he had asked him, it seems the Shoyal asked him, he partially was mevakish, please incorporate this in your Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. I want to have a Zikaron. We have a Sefer Binas Yisasa, but Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda is Nevuah Shehotzer Chaludayrus. And he asked him. So he said, V'afki Hikshalishal, he said, it was a very hard ask. Ki Chiburi Kvar Hu Mesudr Al Seder Shulchan Aruch. That's what he writes to them. I already prepared my whole Chibur. U'mitshuvas Mesumonim, Besimonim, Ishal Digloi. Every simon already has a number. The Echa Valvel Hasidu Lahoisev Al Amispar. He says, I should start changing all the different numbers. The Gam Yesh Kan Chesaron Kis. He said, it also it's going to cost more money. Ki Abali Melochem Mechashvim Ha'avudim. Ha'amudim Ve'enim Bevatrim. I pay per word, right? I pay per page. So he says, oh, this is how much it's going to cost to print the Noid of Yehuda. I pay per word. So he says, based on that, I was worried about that. Afal Pikein Darki Lassis Nachas Ruch L'chol Echad Ritzayne B'chol Mada Efshem. He says, Afal Pikein. His tshuva almost didn't make it, the tshuva's Noida B'Yehuda. It's fascinating. And the reason it made it, the tshuva's Noida B'Yehuda, it was to give this Yid a Zikaron. Little did we know, this would maybe be the most famous tshuva in tshuva's Noida B'Yehuda. It's taka not shaykh. But I'll end with one last thing. So on Shabbos, I was going through the tshuva with a fine-tooth comb. Just went through it, word for word, just to make sure. And I noticed that the tshuva was written. Tzadik, Tzadik Aleph, Tzadik Beis, and Tzadik Gimel. Baruch Hashem, Prague, Aleph, which is Sunday, Chav Beis Sivan, Tafkof Lamed Vav. It was written literally on Chav Beis Sivan, exactly 247 years ago. This was not planned. This was supposed to be the raid by long ago. The bottom line is, it's unbelievable. So they view the rites, and in this tshuva they talk about, there should be a zichron l'doiris. Mamash, sifsois of doivavois bekever. Sifsois of doivavois of the shoyl, Rabbi Yisachar Bar Bloch. Sifsois of doivavois, of course, of the Noida B'Yehuda. Anytime you go through a noisa like this, of course, we have to remember that elu ve'elu divrali kim chayim, and everybody's... This is a melchava l'shem shamayim, if there's ever been one, and that's why soifel l'skayim and Baruch Hashem, you have so many yidden in Klal Yisrael that they say l'shem yichid, metal kavunas, and so many lahed you don't. But the bottom line is, this is mamish a bechina of soifel l'skayim, schusam yogan aleinu. Amen.